Okay.
Yeah, you have to go a little bit closer to the table, and here's the mic.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Will, what's up?
Oh, not much, Myron. How about you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. I was telling everybody that you and Denise, you guys have been like convention participants this year.
Yes, we have. We've been doing a lot of shopping and just going around. And what else have we been doing, Denise?
Shopping.
Keep going around.
Getting
demonstrations of all the products.
Exactly.
That we can get our hands on. Signing up for the Alaska cruise.
Yes, we have.
With the travel lady.
Yes. Lamar Chevel. Uh-huh. Dumar Chevel.
Is that Newmar?
Newmar. It's it.
We are in the process of signing up for the screenless cell phones.
Oh.
Will's been to some of the BITS activities.
Yes,
we've done
I have.
A lot of exploring.
I hope y'all love beans.
Oh, we do.
It's a good thing, because that's probably all you're going to do.
Yeah, that and ramen noodle soup. So.
That's right. We really got to tighten up. I got to really prove that I can be a good wife and cook when I get home.
That's right.
Well.
It's been a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, it's been good to know you too, Myron.
Things that we've gotten at the convention are things that we've talked about over the previous month. So we really have not done a bunch of impulse buying. These are things that we've been planning on doing.
You've gotten kind of one of the cool things that you've gotten, and I don't know whether we have done anything on it, is the color identifier / light probe.
Yes, the Colorino. It's a very nice device. It tells you what color clothing that you have on.
What color my dog is.
Yes,
bring
it will.
I'll
tell you what color your dog
here.
Is. And
Mike bought one today, too.
Yeah, Mike Clark bought one. And he's
bring
coming
Colorino
right now.
Here.
He's got the box, and he's going to have to open it up.
The batteries, are they in it already?
No, the batteries you have to put in there, but it does come with batteries.
Yeah,
they're
going to
get into there.
We put it on Zarek's head, and it made it, he was a black dog.
Yes.
It tells us that our goldens are orange-brown or yellow-brown and light beige and dark beige.
And I wouldn't put it on my hair because I was afraid of what it would say. No.
I put it on my hair, and it said it was dark brown.
Well, yeah, but I got a couple of years on you.
I know you do.
Today somebody in the elevator said, I love your gray hair.
Did you beat him up?
There you go. There you
now,
go.
We've been collecting bits and pieces of our shopping sprees and our excursions in the exhibit hall. And we have been making podcasts so that those of you at home can enjoy it as well. We haven't gotten around to piecing together all of our shenanigans in this exhibit hall.
Somebody, and let me think, I know who, Lynn White, who is one of our new ACB Radio Interactive broadcasters.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Lynn said that he heard your podcast.
Our excursion on the Sun Cruise Casino.
I think the one that you did when you first got here.
Yes, the tour of the hotel.
And Shane Jackson told me that he heard our casino cruise as well.
Oh. You know, I wondered how the dogs like that.
The dogs loved it. They really, really loved it.
The dogs did really well. I think their sea legs worked better than our sea legs. And the only time that Titan was nervous at all was when my winnings were dropping into the tray. Plunk, 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 plunk. He sat up and took notice.
Well, you know, at least somebody had some winnings on that deal.
Well, we just chose not to feed it all back to the slot machine to carry home about half of what we took to spend. So we did well.
And we did that. And if you want to hear the stereo copy of that, you can go to LOTE for Living on the Edge. That's Will and Denise. That's WILANDDENISE.com.
Yeah, and it gives you a really neat kind of.
It was very enjoyable. It took me about a day to recover my land legs. The room moved and moved, and I hadn't even had anything good to drink.
Okay, Mike is here with me, and Mike Loft. Say hello, Mike.
Mike, what's up, dude?
Hey,
there we go. Hello, world. ACB Radio. Michael Love here, to join the first time at a convention. Well, I tell you, you start coming through this exhibit area and you can't help but buy a few toys.
That's the light probe.
Uh-oh.
Now I know. Now my CEO will be glad to know that I can turn the lights off and make sure everything's good to go. And the color identifier, my outfits will never look better.
Unfortunately, your power company won't be happy about it.
Yeah. No. It sure won't. Okay, I'm just going to demonstrate it.
Okay,
let's see if we can get a garment match here. Oops, wrong one.
Wait, I'm trying the top button. Top button.
Just gave you a raspberry.
I'm hitting the top button. It's not reading.
Press it to you.
Dark what?
Do it again.
Orange.
So thanks for getting used to the speech.
Now put it up to my head.
The red one? Oh, your hair?
Put it up to my hair.
Mic up there.
Dark brown hair. Dark brown hair.
His shirt.
Dark blue.
Dark blue and then gray blue. There's some stripes on my shirt that's gray blue. And pale blue.
Cool stuff.
So it's a very good buy.
Gray tool, $195. You can't, you may be able to, but it's a very useful tool. I mean, I'm excited about it. And so another great tool over there I'm interested in, the Victor Vibe. Great little portable unit for reading books, the Daisy and the MP3, and it's all kinds of good stuff.
Steve got a Milestone. Also, that's one of his new gadgetries that he bought. And where did you get the color identifier? Just because
we got it at APH.
Yeah.
And the main reason that we bought one, Marvin, was that we were inspired by your trip out with your buddy the day that you wore one brown shoe and one black shoe.
You know.
What's the orange wear?
After all, the traveling we've been doing, I can whip them shoes right off my arm.
Hey, you got your socks on the right feet?
No, I got my socks on.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hello. Hi, Chrissy.
We just have. Chrissy just walked up and. All that stuff.
The lovely Chrissy Concrete.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, the
I can see your beauty here.
Infamous.
I'm telling you. Friends in Arts back tonight. You're going to hear Chrissy, Steve, and Larry. They're going to do the broadcast. What are we going to call that? The anchoring of...
That'll do.
That'll be the anchoring. I don't want to call you an anchor because you're not an anchor. I mean, you're a real nice person, you know. And I just hate to call you an anchor. So, there you go. I wonder if all this exchange has buried Lori in MSNs or what happened.
Yes, basically that's what's happened.
That's what's happened. She is like...
She's besieged with messages. All right.
Yeah, they're probably saying, yeah, stop that. Which I think we can do that. Wait a minute. Yeah, here.
Right here from Jacksonville, 38 Special. Oh no, that's Bad Company, I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
Yep. I'll be grabbing another crack.
Okay, let me go ahead and give you back the headphones, guys.
What time is it?
4 o'clock.
Okay, who wants a headphone and mic?
Hang on.
Okay.
Just lay them right here on top of this.
Okay.
Right there.
There's that, and there's that.
Not on the mix. There you go.
There we go. I was recording that on my own podcast, too, so that'll all come out good.
I know. I'm going to add one more crash.
Marvin, we're not going to the presentation. We're going to hang loose.
Oh, you're not?
No, we're not.
Where is it? What room?
City room 4, if you want to go.
I do.
Okay. We're not going to go, but we can meet you. We can meet you somewhere.
Do you want to go?
And ours are half brothers.
Same mama?
Yeah.
Same mom, yeah. Uh-huh.
Same mama, huh? Come on over, Will, so they can approach the
ACB
folks. Y'all go right ahead.
Pretty good exchange here.
Get my camera. My marble's coming out.
Yeah, I think they're going to the bit thing, and not bit thing, the presentation.
Francis said that you didn't answer that, Scott. So
you're
in trouble.
Oh!
Actually, I might have, but I probably got it
the
wrong window.
Could you hold, please? ACB, all right? Could you hold, please?
Press one for something.
Yeah.
All right, so he's squatting down. Squatting down.
Spank him.
No, it's somebody else.
Oh.
We're going to go out the door.
All right, you going to that thing, Marvin, or what?
City room one.
Four.
Okay. Wait, do you know where that is?
We're not going.
We're not going, but you guys can go. It's just going to be a QA thing, so.
You're welcome to
turn around. What?
She turned around. She moved.
Oh, Kristen?
Yes.
Live on the Living on the Edge podcast.
I'm Living on the Edge podcast.
What you talking about, bitch?
I was gonna believe visually impaired.
Everybody knows we left our sex change.
Huh? I'm sorry. Yeah, no that's kidding, okay, Lori. It's
no
me.
No kidding.
Do you have your
camera
there?
I do.
Oh boy.
Hold on, I'm trying to get up. I'm over here.
Well, you know, you gotta kiss a little ass, right?
Oh, he's gonna slide out the door there. Are they going anyway?
You guys going anyway or what?
No.
No? Okay. Yeah, we can.
We need to park the dog.
Yeah, we do. Let's go.
Okay, you're gonna park your dog?
Yep.
Come out here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a restroom right here.
Yeah, thanks for letting me in there, man. I figured they were like, no, don't get that guy in there.
I heard Will and Denise.
I thought I did too. I'm like, ha! Here you are. You're a good man.
Wait for your woman.
You'll be in trouble with the boss, too.
Isn't there a restroom
boss came up.
Right here?
Let me see.
There's a staff men's room and a staff women's room.
Okay. There we
go. Okay, so this is not the doggy restroom. All right.
No, but we're going to go there,
too.
There's
one on this floor, too.
There's one on this floor.
We'll go there next.
Yeah, we'll go there next. It's in River 3.
Isn't the men's room right around here somewhere? Oh, is it?
Oh man, good exchange.
Well, it was a good exchange.
It was a very good exchange, man. I like that.
Freak you out when you were talking live. You reach out, tap your head, and
no
the color, and I didn't think you could hear it.
Didn't freak me out at all.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I had the headset on.
Here's your cell phone.
I was doing my own production. I could hear it. I could hear it fine. If I couldn't, I would have moved the mic over.
Yeah. Now, do I have to take you?
Mark's gonna park his dog, so woof.
Yeah, well, what do you need, pipe?
Yeah. I don't know if I can get my leg too high, though.
We squat, we don't lift, we squat.
Your dog squat.
I couldn't resist.
That's right, we're squatters. What are you looking for?
I'm trying to go for the elevators.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
The elevators are.
You're gonna go straight? Until you can't go any further and then go left. And it'll take you past the entrance to the exhibit hall and just keep going until you find the cafe.
Don't think about it.